Let's discuss some politics, Murray Olds. Joe Bullock, yes. WA Labor Senator, hung up the whatever senators hang up last night.
Mate, he is he'll be not missed for long. He's the fourth West Australian Labor MP and senator to say they're quitting.
Really?
Yeah. McTiernan, Alana McTiernan's one. Gary Gray at the second. The third one, I forget. And now Bullock. And Bullock, he muscled his way to the top of the WA Senate ticket for Labor in the last election, kicked Louise Pratt, who was a sitting senator. She was a lefty, he was a righty, backed with the Shop Assistants Union. Ooh. That's how these Labor people get picked. Lick the right amount of envelopes and stamps for long enough, kiss the right amount of button, in you go. Anyway, he's a boyhood mate of Tony Abbott's. I think I'm right. Joe Bullock might have introduced Tony Abbott to student politics at Sydney Uni.
How about that?
Anyway, Bullock will not be lamented for long, and Louise Pratt says she's going to nominate to fill the vacancy. So let's wait and see. It could be a double dissolution. Mm. Interesting you say about politics too. I mean, that John Howard has come back into the picture. He is, of course, the messiah for Liberals. 20 years ago, he was elected as Prime Minister. Having been rolled and smashed and thrown out with the trash, and he came back. He said Lazarus of the Triple Bypass, and he was the Prime Minister. And he was the guy who introduced the Goods and Services Tax.
Mm.
Interesting interview last night on the ABC, Mitch, with Lee Sales, had John Howard in the studio. And he was asked his view about a whole lot of things. On GST, he said you can make a very, very good case. I think in brackets, he would have said, if you had the ticker.
Yeah, so, I mean, because Malcolm Turnbull's sort of...
He ran a million miles.
Yeah, no way, no thanks.
He ran a million miles as soon as the backbench said, oh, not sure about we like this one, Malcolm. He said, oh, okay, right, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. John Howard said you can make a very good case with the political muscle and the political will to broaden the tax base, to take it higher, the 15%, and make it revenue neutral. He said you can certainly do that. It provides scope for cuts to personal income tax, to company tax, and the like.
Mm.
Also interesting that he said that, this is John Howard, said that the changes the government wants to bring in terms of Senate voting, he said, could come back and bite them on the backside because the principal beneficiaries will be the Greens.
You reckon?
Well, that's what John Howard is saying. He says hell will freeze over before he'd want to see the Liberals do deals with the Greens.
Well, they've already done a couple, I think, so far, haven't they?
Yeah, and it's a bit of mutual benefit, I think.
Mm.
But certainly they are unlikely bedfellows, you'd have to say, based on history. And, you know, the Greens and Labor seem more closely aligned. But he said, be careful what you wish for, because it may come back and haunt you. And the other thing, of course, is to consider I've just finished a book about Tony Abbott's rise and fall in lockstep with Peter Credlin, his chief of staff.
Yes.
Fascinating insight into the implosion of the Abbott government and how, you know, Tony Abbott listened to no one apart from Peter Credlin. He should have taken counsel maybe from John Howard because he was his political idol. Anyway, Tony Abbott addressing the joint party room in Canberra 24 hours ago, Tony Abbott being writing articles for News Corp papers.
He's being busy, isn't he?
Busy boy.
What's he getting at, do you reckon?
Making mischief.
Yeah.
He said when he left, remember, I won't be a wrecker, I won't be a...
No sniping.
No sniping, no white-handing. Mm. Yeah, right.
Mm.
Call that Pestec company, will you? Well, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to ask what his motives are. I'm sure the people of Warringah have plenty of issues. They'd like him to focus on being the local MP for that area, but
for
instead
sure.
He's writing articles and...
I don't think he's been the local MP. He's my MP.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, you know, I don't know Tony Abbott at all, but I've met him half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Perfectly lovely fella.
Yeah, of course.
But he's an absent. He's a bit like one of those ancient earls. I mean, he's rooted in England in the 1950s. He's not a 21st century Australian politician.
No.
And interesting, today, this was the story 48 hours ago, Wednesday, 2nd of March, could be the day that Bronnie Bishop gets tapped on the shoulder by the people who will be pre-selecting the candidate for McKellar. Now, watch this space. It might not come to anything. And, of course, the big yarn this morning in terms of, well, it's not really politics, but it's George Pell. We've just learned that the commission may extend either the hours of his testimony or the number of days he's going to be required to give evidence from Rome.
Okay.
So extensive. is the scope of questioning he's going to be up for.
All right. Well, plenty to come in the news headlines shortly, but some dad jokes, please, Murray.
These are bad. Okay, I just want to say that. Now, why aren't dogs very good dancers?
Four legs?
They got two left feet. I told my friend I was going to a fancy dress party. He said, what are you going as? I said, I'm going as an Italian island. He said, don't be Sicily. Two campers out in the woods when one's bitten on the backside by a rattlesnake.
Oh, dear.
He's in agony, rolling around on the ground. His mate says, I'm going to run into town and find the doctor. He runs 10 miles into this tiny town.
It's a big run.
Big run. And the only doctor there is delivering a baby. He says, I can't leave. I'm busy. I'm delivering a baby. Mm-hmm. But here's what you do. You get a knife. You go back. You take your friend's pants off. You get a knife. You cut where the snake's bitten his bum. You bend down and you suck out all the poison, spit it on the ground. The guy says, thanks, Doc. He goes running back 10 miles back to the woods. His mate's still writhing on the ground in agony. He says, what did the doctor say? He says, you're going to die.
I think just for the record, for the safety announcement, that's an action. You don't do that. You don't suck the poison out.
No, you don't.
No. Which is good.
But how do you bind a bottom? You're supposed to just stop the...
tourniquet or something.
Yeah, but how do you tourniquet your cheek? How do you do that?
I don't know.
I'll leave you that thought.
Okay. Murray Ellis from the 2SER Newsroom. Back very soon for the news headlines.